IndyCar fans, if you have your phone with you right now, we had to text Indy to 3406 and install IndyCar 13, the app. I'll do you a huge favor. Just do that now. Or you can search IndyCar in Google Play Store or Apple iTunes App Store and download this app. Will Power, is he here yet? He was in the Bristol Farmers Green Room. I don't even know if he had got to hang out in there. How you doing, Will?
Hey, Will.
Stuck in traffic, I hear.
Yes.
Not you.
How does that happen?
Everybody.
Well, I didn't want to get locked up in jail, so I didn't do the big outside pass you could probably do in that lane that's not really a lane.
When you are driving and there's nobody on the road and you can actually drive, do you are you really laid back and slow? Or
I'm laid back and slow. Yeah, my wife's always at me like, man, you drive like a grandma.
Pick it up.
But yeah. You're always the one who drives when you and your wife go out.
Depends. If you're drunk, is that what you're going to say?
Well,
yes. If I'm on the phone or something, I'll let her drive. And if I've been racing all day, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah, if you're a chef, you don't want to go home and make dinner.
That's true. That's why I would never marry or date a gynecologist. Because, you know, I don't need to hear, oh, seriously, if I see one more. I mean, I've been looking at that all day. Come on. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, if a gynecologist marries you, it's because yours looks different than everybody else's.
It's not a good thing.
Which is probably not a good thing.
No, but I would feel pressure if I were your wife. I would feel pressure to be driving while you're in the car. I'd be like, oh, like, because you're professional.
But she's actually a maniac. She gets all the tickets. She's on the verge of losing her license. She's close.
She's got all these points on her license.
I can't remember the last time. Now I'm going to get a speeding ticket, but I was going to say I can't remember the last
knock
time.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Right.
Now, Will, you are here. Will Power's here with us to talk about this this great new app for IndyCar fans. It's going to put us right in the driver's seat with you.
That's right. It's a pretty cool app. And with this app, you can actually watch in-car camera live on your phone, which is pretty cool.
So they have that when you're actually watching the race, if it's a televised race, but now I can stay there. I don't have to get out of the car. I can just be in your car as long as I want.
Yeah, well, you can be anywhere if you got this app, and you can be, watching the they have selected onboard cameras, and you can actually watch the race on
the So I can be
camera.
In your car, and then I want to switch and go in somebody else's car and see what they're saying.
That's right. So it's you can hear what they're saying back and forth. So you can hear, the driver screaming on the radio.
Can we see what's going on in your wife's car? I'm kind of curious about that.
We could probably organize an onboard camera for that. Yeah,
there we go.
Actually, I was wondering where she's been going too. So I might have to get the app, the wife tracker app.
Right. How is she getting all these tickets?
Yeah. Now, is this app going to be like when you have a race on Saturday, right?
Yep.
And so we can actually get in the car Saturday with you.
If you get the app, you can find out all the information on all the drivers, the series points, pit crew communication.
Oh, so you get to hear
race
it too.
Control. There's even a camera up in race control. So if they make a bad call and you hear all the drivers swearing at them on the radio that you can hear on this app, you can have a look at their reaction on the camera in race control. So it's got everything. It's pretty cool. Everything you want to know about the series. You can even get tickets through the app. So it'll take you to the website of the racetrack. So it's very cool.
When you're driving, you obviously have a team, but they're still in your ear telling you, here's what you need to do, because they're seeing from a different perspective than you are.
Well, you actually have a spotter
that
stands right at the top of the grandstand. He can see the whole track, because on these ovals, it's very high speed, and obviously you got to focus forward, so you have a guy talking to you, so you don't have to constantly be looking
at the
mirrors.
Have you ever not listened, like he's telling you to do something, and you're just going with your gut, like, I'm the driver, I'm going to do what I want to do, and then there's like, why didn't you...
Yeah, well, I have actually, he just said inside the last minute and boom, I got hit.
Oh, no.
Last minute's kind of his fault.
That's what you want to hear. You want to hear, like, you've got to hear some animation, like how serious it is. Inside, it doesn't sound like it's real. Oh, no.
You can't be the airplane pilot. Yeah, you might want to go to the inside right now, man.
That's right.
All of a sudden you get hit. Wait. You need a little excitement.
A little excitement. What's happening?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite track?
Yeah, I love them all, like especially the ones you win on.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Long Beach. The Long Beach Grand Prix, I reckon, is one of the coolest races that we go to right there. There's a beach right there. And it's got a lot of history there, too. So, yeah, I've been racing there for years. And
probably
the 500, the Indy 500?
The Indy 500 is definitely one of the...
Because I'm from Indiana, so is Heidi.
Oh, wow.
It was huge.
I'm from Terre Haute, which is like an hour away from Indy. Yeah. But
The Indy 500 was like a national holiday. I mean, a holiday for if you grew up in Indiana. I mean, you had watched it on TV. It was on the radio.
We couldn't watch it. It was blacked out on TV because everybody had to go to the race. And so we would listen to it on the radio, the race. And we'd had our favorites. Oh. I mean, I was growing up, you know, A.J. Foyt was one of my favorite drivers. And then Mario Andretti. I mean, those guys were my favorite drivers growing up.
Yeah, it was like it's weird. It was like a religion.
Did you have a favorite driver growing up?
I did, actually. It was a Formula One driver, Nelson Piquet, and Ayrton Senna. But IndyCar, I wasn't. Obviously, Indy 500 was a big deal when I was a little kid. And, you know, I just know the Formula One drivers that went over and tried to do it. Nelson Piquet was one of them, and he crashed badly in practice and broke his legs in a bad way. I remember Alan Jones just said, you know, screw this. It's too fast. I don't like it.
How does
a big Janet Guthrie fan?
Well, you know,
so you'd be a Danica Patrick fan.
That's true. Come on, Danica.
I think we're all Danica Patrick fans in a weird way, sort of.
But like, you're a little boy, and you know, like a lot of little boys are probably like, I want to grow up and be a race car driver, and then you're like, yeah, there, and then you end up, you know, working in, I don't know, data entry or something. How do you go from being a little kid, and then when you hear all the crashes and your idols getting broken legs and all that, how does your mom even go, okay, well, we're still going to follow through and we're still going to try to get this out? I can't imagine being your mom.
Yeah, my mom, she can't watch the race at the track.
Of course not.
Like she will actually watch a replay. She's
knowing you're
kinda,
fine.
Yeah, she's kind of come around and watched a little bit more now that I'm actually a professional driver. But when I was a kid, my vision of my future was I'd be a race car driver. So I really feel as though this is exactly what
did your mom
I was
put you in the, like the little go karts and stuff in the beginning,
yep, yep,
and you went through that whole series, yep, and just grew up through it.
Race go karts, and then just kept chipping away. Never actually thought that it'd be like I'd be a professional driver and driving for Roger Penske.
Yeah.
It was.
So you've even exceeded what your dream was. You just probably like, oh, if I can make some money driving.
Yeah, there's that point. There's a point. It's like, yeah, I'd drive for free. You know,
right.
I'd drive a race car for free. But,
don't tell that when you're in negotiations.
I mean,
you know,
I just took that check back.
Man, that was a long time ago.
$3 million's
a minimum.
But
now,
I feel the same way about race car drivers. Like when we have UFC fighters in here, and we're fans of UFC, I can't imagine being in love with that person and watching them fight. I can't even wrap my head around how.
I mean, you crashed last time you crashed? It was at the Auto Club Speedway, 2012.
I did, yeah, that's right.
How was I mean,
that was bad
when
deal.
I mean, there's that moment. I fell out of a 3-story window once, and I saw the ground coming, and I had that. And when you're falling, it's not that high when you think about it. When you're falling, and you think you wouldn't have time, and just be out the window, and bam.
Yeah.
And I saw the ground coming, and I realized I'm going to hit. I mean, it almost like slowed down.
You know,
I'm
what's
going
happening
to hit the ground. Ragdoll, and then I hit the ground. So when the crash happens, does everything slow down? This is happening.
Well, it is amazing. Like the time you start spinning to the time you get to the wall, you have plenty of time to think.
Then when you watch it back, it's like there was no time to think.
It was just
boom. But yeah, you do. It's exactly the same thing. It was,
you see that it's going to happen, and there's nothing you can do about it. No,
it's going to hurt.
I mean, it's racing. I mean, and horrible things can happen. I mean, you could die in a crash.
Yeah,
is there life passing before your eyes or anything of that nature? Where you're like, oh, I should have done this before I left for the track.
No, I've been in a situation where you actually a couple of years ago in Vegas, I actually took off and was heading because I've seen many bad crashes. People get in the catch fence, and I'm like, I'm going to catch fencing and just kind of like, see what happens.
And that just eats you up and you get that stuff.
What, did you get hurt? Forgive me for not knowing. Did you get hurt in that crash?
Like, I broke my, it was a compression fracture. I've broken my back badly in 2009, like airlifted out badly. But then that one, I broke it again, but it was like a compression fracture.
You re-broke your back.
Yeah, but it's actually not. It was the first one was bad. Like, that hurt. That was 6 months studying one of those shells.
Oh yeah,
not moving. But
No talk of retirement at that point. Going, you know what? I had a good run, but this whole back thing, I think I'm gonna like hang it up. Maybe I'll.
Yeah, as we are. Yeah, the first time, you know, you'd think that you'd stop at that. I actually did think my career was over at that point, but I was like, you know, within a couple of days, I've got to get back in the car. You know, I can't
and your
wait
wife's
to...
like, can you just, just rest for a second? We're fine.
Yeah, can you soup up the lawnmower or something and just cut the grass real fast?
Got to pay the bills, man.
Yeah, and it's in your blood, too. I mean, you probably can't imagine, yeah, you know, not doing it.
Yeah, it's funny, though, when you become professional. You know, I reckon once you're over 30, you start thinking about the risk side of it. I don't know why. When you're 20, you're just crazy. In your 20s, you're just whatever.
It's that crazy testosterone.
You would do anything, but in your 30s, you start to be a bit more sensible. Then you start thinking more of the technical aspect of driving and become just a better, faster,
if you weren't a driver, would you be like a coach or a crew member? I mean, you'd still be involved, right? If you weren't going to drive, would you still be involved?
Yeah, I think so.
He'd be driving something. It's a Brent truck.
I race go-karts still. I love kart racing. Go-kart racing's
the fastest
great
mailman ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Delivering the mail.
Well, that's that willpower,
it,
I tell you.
That's the type of thing, yeah. If speed's involved, I love it.
Where is the race this Saturday? Is it? It's out here.
It's in Fontana.
In Fontana?
Yep.
And if you're going to the race, and if you're not going to the race, you need to install the app, the free official iZot IndyCar Series mobile application from Verizon, IndyCar 13 app. You can do it right now. Text Indy to 34006 or just go to IndyCar in Google Play or Apple iTunes App Store, IndyCar 13. Pretty much a racer's dream is to be able to download that app and get so much more access to the car and the race and the driver and everything.
And to be, yeah, and you're not only seeing, you're hearing. So if you've ever wondered what it's like to be in a race
there's
car.
Definitely some, you know, you don't want to listen to my radio. There's a bit of swearing.
But it's, you have an Australian accent, so it's charming. You can swear and you're just like, you know what, that sounds lovely. How does he do that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, actually,
that accent helps.
Accent gives you an excuse. You're not from this country. Well, I thought you could use that
word. He didn't
word.
It's not a
he
dirty just, word over
it's
there.
It's just like when you have an interview and you swear. He said, well, you know, in Australia we can say that, which is not true, but
you get away
got
with
the
it.
Excuse.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you before you leave, we ask everybody who comes on the show this question is, how did Will Power lose his virginity? Where were you? How old were you? Not crazy details, but you
17.
Know what I'm saying.
17.
Yeah?
Hopefully you weren't into speed back then, or were you?
I was actually racing back then, yeah.
Yep,
17.
Even fast back then, huh,
parents,
Will Power?
Parents went on.
Oh, it was at your house?
Actually, I had to break into my house. Yeah.
How old was she?
Yeah, 17.
She was 17 as well. Yep. Girlfriend, or is this a spontaneous?
Girlfriend.
Got to break in the house, okay.
Girlfriend, yeah.
She a virgin too?
Yes.
Thank God. That way neither one of you knew what was happening. You're like, I don't know if it's good or bad.
So she basically said, I think I'm ready. And you didn't have a key to the house.
This is pretty much organized.
You threw a lawn chair through the picture window.
This is organized well in advance. Yeah, we're going to this party. Let's get a cab back to my parents' house. They're not there. They're on holidays. And, you know, I'm going to have a way to break in.
Where were you? Why'd you have to break into your own house?
Because I was actually, my parents were on holidays I know what you call it, vacation, but they were away for more than a month. And
they left their 17-year-old.
They had to stay someplace else. That's why
I was working, and I was actually staying at my uncle's place.
Okay.
So I had a job, and I had a car. Did I have a car then? Yeah, 17, I had a car.
So it was like you knew
Will
the
Power
whole
was walking everywhere.
You knew
riding
it was
a
like
bike.
It's orchestrated. I think that we never heard that where it's like you planned. You knew you were on the party and it's gonna happen.
Well, yeah, I knew. I didn't know about her. I mean, I was pretty sure
it was gonna happen.
It was gonna happen.
I was ready. Will Power, thank you so much for coming in, man. Good luck on Saturday at the race. And if you are, like I said, an IndyCar fan, or become one by downloading the app IndyCar 13. Through Google Play, just search IndyCar or Apple iTunes Store, App Store, or you can just text Indy to 34006 to Verizon and get that app. IndyCar 13. Thank you so much,
we'll
man.
Be
good luck with
for
everything.
You.
Cheers.
Stay
thank
safe.
You.
Drive safely. All right.
Of course.
That's right.
You got to drive safe.
I guess you'll have
all right, we're going to take a break. Come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.